shadows, bound for the gallows, a dead man walking, so love came calling. Rise up,
rise up,
rise up,
rise up,
6 feet.
That was Still Rolling Stones by Lauren Daigle. You're listening to Marie on Faith Matters. Welcome to my show. I'm running on my own today. Denise is in town somewhere, so she'll be back next week. But I'll miss having her here. But I've got some things that I'd like to chat about. I'm going to bring some things through the show. I'm going to read from the Word today. Word from today. That's something you might not know about. I'm going to talk a little bit about. It's a great book where you can get some real inspiration from. So let's get into some good sounds and we'll have a chat soon.
I'm not gonna lie, most of the pandemic I thought I would die. 6 feet deep with my ego and pride. What a time to be alive. Haven't even made it to 35. Sunny days come when you get through the night.
time to be alive. What a time to be alive. What a time to be alive. World War III could happen anytime.
You're listening to Marie on Faith Matters, 98.1 FM, Raglan Community Radio. I guess the first shout out I wanted to do on my show today was for the walk for well-being last Sunday, Hikoi for Hauora Wellbeing. Many of us gathered down at the yard. It was a really beautiful time. I just really wanted to, shout out to everyone who organised that and put it together, thinking about our community and those that are more vulnerable that we may not see. It's good for us to remember to look out for each other. It was great to have Betty and Lucy on the guitar down there. So incredible, so engaging with people. Just really warmed my heart, really felt like a close community, and it was a nice sharing time there. So, well done. And, I want to encourage people to remind you of the Te Whare Tapa Whā model of health and well-being. He's now Sir Mason Jury's, I think I got that right, model. So you can look that up online, Te Whare Tapa Whā. It's a beautiful model, really can resonate with it. It's for us here in New Zealand, and you can certainly connect into this and kind of scale your own walls if you were to go through that model and put a question around each wall. Each wall means a different part of our mind health, and if you were to scale those walls from 1 to 10, 1 being it's a pretty weak wall and 10 being it's amazingly strong, you might find where you need to do some more adjustment on some things in your life, or maybe be kinder to yourself, or maybe it's about connecting in because you're feeling a little bit disconnected. But that model, I can't encourage you enough to have a look at it, explore it for yourself, and do some of your own self-work. I think that's always a good thing to do.
I don't always feel it. But that's when I need it the most. So I'm gonna keep on singing till my soul catches up with my song. And there's times when my hands go up freely, times that it calls. And there's days when a praise comes out easy, days when it takes all the strength I got. So I'll bring my heart fought, heartfelt, been through hell, hallelujah. And I'll bring my storm tossed, torn self story to tell, hallelujah. Oh, oh, oh. 'Cause God, you've been patient, God, you've been gracious. The struggle keeps me on it, and it brings down the walls of my pride. 'Cause faith isn't proven like gold till it's been through the fire. Hey, hey. My head, heart, and hands are feeling it. That's when I'm lifting just a little higher. I bring my
I can hear the words you speak when the west wind whispers. I can hear your voice ring clear in the evergreens. Am I who you thought I'd be? Am I what you pictured? Did you have me standing here in your wildest dreams? Oh, just like a memory, you never left me. You just left too soon. I'll save you a seat next to me. You always set the table. Hope you're proud of what you see. Watching with the angels, you're written in my soul. It's your blood that I bleed. Wherever you are, wherever I'll be, I'll save you a seat. So I still get shivers, running like a family car down on Corfitt Day. Did you find mom up there? Tell me, are you with her? I wonder if the ones who go miss the ones who stay. Oh, just left too soon. I'll save you a seat next to me. You always set the table. Hope you're proud of what you see. Watching with the angels, you're written in my soul. It's your blood that I bleed. Wherever you are, wherever I be, I'll save you a seat. Keep your room like nothing's changed. Tried to love, but it's not the same. Not damn near broke when I engineered. You had to go, you couldn't stay. So I'll save you a seat next to me. You always set the table. Hope you're proud of what you see. Watching with the angels.
I set my eyes to the west, walking away from it all, reaching for what lies. one to blame. Never felt the same as I did that day. Yeah. Should've given more, but there was before I couldn't give my all. So I walked away. As I did that day, yeah. Should've given more, but there was before I couldn't give my all, so I walked away, yeah, yeah. Now I feel like I'm losing my mind. Maybe I've run out of time.
Right now, should've been 6 feet. But for whatever reason, I know God picked me. I did things I'm not proud of, please forgive me. And to my fans, thank you for the love that y'all give me. Woke up with anxiety, devil inside of me. I know that he would lie to me, but I had fighting me. I remember every day living like it was my last. Living fast, didn't even give a damn if I crashed. Fast forward, got a wife and kids. And I got a whole lot of life to live. And I got a whole lot of love to give. Everybody has a purpose, you just gotta find it.
Listening to Marie on Faith Matters, and I said to you that I was going to bring something from the Word for today. Now, this is a little booklet that's given out, comes out 3 monthly. So this one's for November, December, and January for next year, and it's written, it's done by Rema Media. Now, how do you find these books? Well, church has them. We have them at Surfside. We give a lot of these away. But I'm not really certain. I suppose you could look up the Word for Today on Google. You can look it up on Facebook and LinkedIn, and you would get one of these in your box every day, a little word of encouragement, which I find can inspire us. Sometimes it can lead us to think more about things, to go a bit deeper. So I thought I'd read this one today to give you an idea of what the Word for Today is all about. It's all about, it's got God's scripture in here at the bottom that you can look up after you read this if you want to do a bit more study or find out more about what this is talking about. So this one is for Friday today, 15th of November, and it's called Transformed into Treasure. Now, before I start this little story, please forgive me if I don't say words correctly. I'm not the best at trying to figure out hard names, so just bear with me. Now, here we go. A Christian leader writes, the Italian violin maker Antonio Stravinsky, this is the problem I'm going to have, Strauss was a poor man, and yet his violins are now the most prized violins ever made because of the rich and resonant sound they produce. The unique sound of a Strauss cannot be duplicated. And obviously that was his name in there, but I can't say it properly. What may surprise you is that these precious instruments were not made from treasured pieces of wood. They were carved from discarded lumber. Because Strauss couldn't afford fine materials, he got most of his wood from the dirty harbours where he lived. He would take those waterlogged pieces of wood to his shop, clean them up and dry them out. Then from those trashed pieces of lumber, he would create instruments of rare beauty. It has since been discovered that while the wood floated in those dirty harbours, microbes infiltrated the wood and ate out the centres of those cells. This left a fibrous infrastructure of wood that created resonating chambers for the music. From a wood that nobody wanted, Strauss produced violins that now everybody wants. You say, how does any of this relate to me? Just as this violin maker transformed rubbish into treasure, God can transform you into whatever you were actually meant to be. You may say, but you don't know how low I've fallen or the things I've done. I doubt that Jesus could save and transform someone like me. Give him a try. Put him to the test. You won't be disappointed. The Bible says he is able to save completely all those who come to God through him. So that's a little piece out of the Word for today. It's a great little book. If you want to know more, like I say, you can look it up online. Find one at one of the churches. I'm sure there's other churches in Raglan that have them. But just quite inspirational and thought-provoking. There you go, out of dirty old wood, floating in dirty water that nobody wanted. This guy, Strauss, came along and he couldn't afford what was needed to make a beautiful violin, but he made the best violin out of rubbish, really, what other people didn't want or notice the beauty in. So there you go. Sometimes we don't notice what's in us because we're too busy looking at what everyone else has got and thinking that theirs is better or they have the best. But I can guarantee you that somewhere in you is gold yet to be fired up and you know, sometimes we've got to go through the fire because even gold has bits of rubbish in it, put it through the fire and it gets cleansed, you know, and we're a bit like that too. Sometimes we've got to go through the hard times to bring out the gold in us out the other side. So be encouraged. Sometimes things aren't always what they seem.
Know why I cry every time I see a sunset. To know why I smile at all the things I can't forget. To know why my heart may take a while to mend. To know me, you would have to know my friend. I can't help but dream when I hear a train coming. I can't help but laugh when I lose my keys again. If you had to count my quirks, there'd be a dozen. To know me, you would have to know my friend. Seen fireworks lighting up the sky, then you'd know how quickly time goes in the blink of an eye. Oh, and there's a hidden treasure you'll take away with you if you've ever loved someone and they had to leave too soon. To know what I for one more day to heaven, to know what it takes to live my life without them. I could tell you all the details of who I am, but then again, to know me, you would have to know my friend. Surprise. Oh, and the more you love somebody, the more you have to lose. But when they leave this world, they leave their fingerprints on you. To know why I keep on pushing past the limit. To know why I live every day like it's the end. To know why I'm grateful every single minute. to know me, you would have to know my friend. To know me, you would have to know my friend. Sometimes I feel like throw my hands up in the air. I know I can count on you. Sometimes I feel like saying, Lord, I just don't care. But you've got the love I need to see me through. Sometimes it seems the going is just too rough. Anything go wrong, no matter what I do. Now and then it seems like life is just too much. But you've got the love I need to see me through. When food is gone, you are my daily need. Oh. When friends are gone, out of my savior's love. He's real. You know it's real. You've got the love. You 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 got the love. Time after time, I think, oh Lord, what's the use? Time after time, I think it's just no good. Cause sooner or later in life, the things you love, you lose. But you've got the love I need to see me through.
She is running 100 miles an hour in the wrong direction. She is trying, but the canyon's ever widening in the depths of her cold heart. So she sets out on another misadventure just to find she's another 2 years older and she's three more steps behind. Does anybody hear her? Can anybody see? Or does anybody even know she's going down today? Under the shadow of our steeple, with all the lost and lonely people, searching for the hope that's tucked away in you and me. Does anybody hear her? Can anybody see? She is yearning for shelter and affection that she never found at home. And she is searching for a hero to ride in to save the day. And in the walks of Prince Charming, and he knows just what to say. Momentary lapse of reason, and she gives herself away. Does anybody hear?
every steeple of lofty glances from lofty people that can't see past her scarlet letter, and we've never even met her. If judgment looms under every steeple, if lofty glances from lofty people can't see past her scarlet letter, and we've never even met her. Never even met her. Does anybody hear her? Does anybody see? Or does anybody even know she's going down today? Under the shadow of our steeple, with all the lost and lonely people searching for the hope that's tucked away in you and me. Does anybody hear her? Does anybody see? Does anybody even know she's going down today? In the shadow.
Listening to Marie on Faith Matters. Oh, I thought I'd just check in with you. I'm all on my own today. Denise is somewhere in Hamilton doing her thing, but she'll be back next week. And next week too, I want to remind you that we have Pastor's Corner, and that's a new part of our show. That's when our pastor will come in, and I've actually opened up an email for people to be able to connect in if you want to. Now, the email is all lowercase, faithmatters98.1fm@gmail.com. I've opened up that email. It kind of sounds kind of strange for a radio, I suppose, because you might think that many people wouldn't want to be exposed in an email, let their name out there to me, but I can guarantee you I won't put your name on air if you don't want your name on air. But if you have got questions, and I think this is kind of relevant in the days that we're living in, it's always hard to ask people questions or maybe find out information about church, Christianity, God, Jesus, Holy Spirit, all these things that are the unknown, and it can be hard to find our way through. So hence I have set up this email, Faith Matters, 98.1fm@gmail.com. You can write me in any questions you have. If there's a song you really want to have played on this show, if there's some scripture you'd love to have read out, if there's prayer that you want, or you have just questions about this whole thing of knowing God, this is the place to land those questions. It's an opportunity, I guess, for many of us that may have some wonderings, and sometimes we can feel whakamā, which is just means I'm shy to speak about that or to talk about it or to maybe ask somebody, because we're not even sure what the question is we want to ask. We just know we want to know something, and you know, we've got to be able to ask the questions from people. So I'm opening up this email for those out there that are curious and looking, and maybe you're a seasoned Christian. Maybe, what does that mean, seasoned Christian? Maybe you've been journeying along this journey for some time and you have some wisdom you'd like to offer others, or maybe you are involved in something that you want others to know about. Email it in. Pastor's Corner is what it's all about, and that is happening fortnightly here on Faith Matters. So next week we will have that, and it will start at 1 o'clock. We'll be on air for that. I'm really looking forward to what that will bring for people. I'm really hopeful that it's an opportunity to find out things that often we've, you know, like I said, feel a bit shy to ask about, and get some confidence there about those questions that you have. So another thing that I'd like to share with you is at church on Sunday we video our services, and I don't mean the whole service, I'm talking about the message only, and that message gets put on YouTube. Often you'll see things under Surfside Church on Facebook if you ever want to link into that. But again, if you're searching and you're looking and you're not sure how to find things, have a look at YouTube, Surfside Church Raglan. Put it in the up the top there, and some videos are going to come up. And you can look down the list and there might be something there that you're particularly interested in learning about or knowing more about. We've been doing a series on Romans, which is really the foundations of our Christian faith. I've found it an amazing series. I love it. It's pretty core to who we are, our belief systems and our values. So you might want to have a look at that series. Pastor Roger is, I think we're on the last of our series coming up this Sunday. It'll be the wrap-up. It's been going for quite some time now. But last week's was exceptionally good. I really enjoyed it, and I'm really looking forward to this one coming up this week, because I know it's going to be a great wrap-up of the whole series. And, you know, sometimes we need some encouragement in our faith to know that we're not alone in this journey, that many have been journeying along this faith journey for centuries. So we have a big history there to fall back on. So be encouraged. You're not alone.
Here's to your God. Here's to your kids. I heard you were in the neighborhood. I've been a long time on the skids. And baby, I'm beside you. You run from the river when it long ran over you. This is for you standing up to a bone-chilling wind. This is for the failures you collected from my sins. And this is for your lonesome tears I never dried. This is for you hanging in the hope that it never died. And baby, I'm beside. This is for you waiting up, though the call never came. For the milk of humankind, it says you collected from our dream. And this is for your lonesome tears I never dried.
don't tread on me. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Don't tread on me. Said no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Don't tread on me.
Heartlines, Florence and the Machine. Pretty cool sounds there. I like that a lot. I'm just about coming towards the end of my show. Like I said, for next Friday, we have Pastor's Corner. We'll have Denise back. We'll be unpacking some of her blog, Becoming Unoffendable. That's a really interesting place to be, isn't it, in life? Working towards becoming unoffendable. I've taken that one on with Denise in her blog. I've kind of delved into that word a bit because we can all become offended quite easily. Becoming unoffendable means we need to readjust some of our attitudes to how we may respond to certain things and try a different way. So Denise, bless you for your blog. I think it's challenging. to try and work on ourselves, but the best thing we can do is to work on ourselves. And I've found having my faith integrated with that, coming alongside that, hugely supportive in developing parts of me that were quite gnarly. Have you got gnarly bits in you? Oh, we've all got gnarly bits, don't we? Maybe not. Maybe you're perfect, but I certainly know I'm not. And so my faith has helped me to work with difficulties in myself, especially around trauma and responding in the moment and trying to find healthy ways to respond instead of reacting. And that's been a journey in itself. But certainly having God in my life has, oh my goodness, helped me so much to settle me, give me a peace of mind, a peace. I've often talked about that peace that surpasses all understanding, and that's God. That's his presence in our life. Rather beautiful. I haven't found that anywhere else. So, yeah, I can only talk from the space that I know well myself. And peace is a beautiful thing to find in a world of chaos. And often, you know, we hear things in the news or we hear a lot of negative things from people around us. It's happening in our society all the time. So we can be put on edge and feel really uncomfortable and unhappy too with things that are happening. So to find a peace is a gift, I think, and a treasure to hold on to. And I've learnt a lot from that place of peace, how to react differently. Don't always get it right. Don't expect me to always get it right, because I don't. But we're a work in progress, and there is no perfection out there. That is not what faith is all about, and nor is Faith Matters about perfection either. You will find on this show I often get things wrong, say things wrong, don't pronounce things well, might even get my stories a little bit mixed up, but the outcome will always be hopefully a positive one, and that you too may come along this journey with many of us and discover things for yourself. About yourself that you didn't think were there, and some really great qualities that will shine when you let the gold out. Go through the fire and let the gold shine is a good thing.
The keys, no need to hang on to what I no longer need. That old house is empty, it's a thing of the past. I don't need a rearview mirror, cause I ain't never looking back. No, I don't need a rearview mirror, cause I'm not ever looking back. I'm packing my bags, moving on to Hoka.
Can bust through those windows. Go ahead and tear down that door. All the chaos that lives here ain't my chaos no more. Got a mansion that's paid for by the blood of my Savior. You can post it on the front door. I can see it in my mind. Gonna walk it with my feet. Read. You won't find me here no more.
I'm packing my bags, moving on to Hoka. No stopping me now, cause I've already shown. He's taking my life to a whole new zip code. I'm packing my bags. Oh, I'm packing my bags. Packing my bags, moving on. Packing, oh,
just 3 blocks away, but it's darkness to light, darkness to light. I'm lifting my eyes to the hope of my life for the very first time.
I'm a simple man with dust on these cracked and calloused hands. I ain't rich enough to buy myself a chance. I'm like everybody else. I got a twisted, broken story I could tell. I paved the road to hell with stones I laid myself, and I built it all too well. Well, I know I've done, and if judgment should come, I couldn't face it on my own. But the Savior stepped in, saw the worst of my sin, and just erased it. Guess you could say I've got a friend in high. I'm living proof what a carpenter from Nazareth can do, how a hammer and a nail can make things new. And I don't know why he cared enough to turn his head and hear my prayer, leave heaven when he could have just stayed. Really don't seem fair, no, it don't seem fair. Cause I know what I've done, and if judgment should come, I couldn't face it on my own. But the Savior stepped in, saw the worst of my sin, and just erased it. I guess you could say I've got a friend in high.
Searching, we've been waiting.
Indeed, have a little faith on Faith Matters, good thing. So here we are, we're nearly at 1:30, coming to the end of my show. Happy that you've joined me, if you've joined me today. I hope you got something out of my little chats. I talked about the word for today and being transformed into treasure. You know, don't forget, out of something that doesn't look good, often there is beauty within, just undiscovered yet. And I want to just encourage you too, if you're looking to look at watch a sermon online, head over to YouTube, look under Surfside Church Raglan. The sermons will come up. You may find something on there that you're interested in. Dive in and have a look. You might get words of wisdom, just something that moves you in ways that you haven't felt before. That's a good thing. You're on a journey. Here you are. And, I want to encourage you too. Next week, Denise will be back in the studio. We'll be probably unpacking some of her blog, and we will have Pastor's Corner on at 1 o'clock. Please email in any questions, any queries, prayer requests, songs you'd like played, wonderings that you have about church, God, Jesus, yeah, anything you want to know at all. No guarantee we can answer them, but we'll give it a good try, and I'm sure that something will get unpacked from the questions you have. So you can send those questions into Faith Matters, or lowercase, Faith Matters 98.1 FM @gmail.com. I encourage you to do that. If you're if you're a bit braver and you want to enter the doors of God's house, you could join us on Sunday at 10 a.m. Raglan Area School in the hall there, Surfside Church. It will be an experience. We have live worship. Beautiful band, just great to be in that feeling and the presence that is created when we worship God and put ourselves to the side and open our spirit up for that interaction and that connection. You might sense that peace that I've been talking about so often. I hope you do. It's a wonderful feeling. Okay, so I'm going to head out. Have a great weekend. Be kind to yourself, check in with family, neighbours if you want to. It might be the first time you've talked to your neighbour. That's always a good thing. Say hi to someone down the street. Raglan is a beautiful community. We like to do community, so Don't be shy. Don't be whakama. Say hello. Connect in. We're good people. I'm going to head out with Good Plans by Red Rocks Worship, and I shall see you here, Faith Matters, 98.1 FM, next Friday.
Everything I need, so I will not worry. I will not fear the enemy. He said that he loves me. He said that he's with me, even though I walk through the valley of shadow and death.